This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get to our three stories that make you shake your head, a reminder, the Padres and N-Motive are teaming up to bring you the Friar 5K virtual race. Friar 5K, a 3.1-mile virtual race with the option to run or walk the 5-kilometer distance on the treadmill, sidewalk, or trail. Register for just $39 and run at your own pace by this Sunday. All entrants receive a commemorative goodie bag, including a T-shirt, baseball diamond, finisher's medal, branded hat, and a custom race bib shipped directly to each participant. Funds raised will benefit the Padres Foundation's COVID-19 relief efforts, providing support for frontline workers and combating food insecurity in San Diego. Register at Padres.com/run.
What is a goodie bag?
A goodie bag.
Goodie
bag.
Yeah, goodie bag.
Lots to take in there.
Yeah, there was. It's a long and wordy read.
It was.
Well, guys, it is official. Bob Kraft is off the hook in his sex spa case, Ben. Court records show prosecutors have dismissed Kraft's two misdemeanor charges of soliciting a prostitute. The official said they didn't have enough evidence to get a conviction.
Oh, Bob, it's just kid stuff.
Even though it's on video.
Judge, Bob's lawyers got that video thrown out, though.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They got the video thrown out. Apparently, the cops screwed up in the way they went about recording inside the Jupiter, Florida facility, Orchids of Asia. And they failed to ensure privacy for people getting legitimate massages. So the footage was not allowed in the case. They had to throw it out. So he is off the hook.
Would you like to buy a commemorative signed picture of Bob Kraft and his lawyer put in your study as a conversation piece, just like you earlier discussed OJ and Johnny Cochran and a signed autograph picture?
You know, if
good legal defense makes a difference in this country,
there's no question it does, man. Money talks.
If you're just a regular guy who got caught in that sting,
you're paying your fine,
you're doing
your community service,
you're not getting
walk of shame
scot-free. Well, scot-free, I'm sure he paid his lawyers well. Quite a bit more than he would have had to have paid in any fine.
The fine was probably $500. Yeah. He probably spent $500,000 to get out of this thing. But here's the deal. We all know that you went in and got relief. We know that. We know it. There is video. You're on video getting relief.
It doesn't change the facts of what happened.
So you can't walk and be like, see, I'm innocent. You're not innocent. You just didn't get convicted. So weird. It's still part of his legacy. You know, it was not a legitimate massage.
All right, my don't do this today goes to COVID-19. COVID, what were you thinking? Seems as though Zlatan Ibrahimovic, formerly of the LA Galaxy, now with AC Milan, tested positive for the coronavirus. He was having none of it, though. Zlatan tweeting out on social media, COVID had the courage to challenge me. Bad idea.
Unbelievable.
Said I tested negative to COVID yesterday and positive today. No symptoms whatsoever. AC Milan has announced that Zlatan has been placed into quarantine And they've notified the relevant authorities, do the contact tracing and everything. Of course, Zlatan may be the most confident person on the planet.
In the world. But, I mean, if COVID can get Zlatan, it can certainly get me.
It doesn't seem like he's symptomatic.
So right.
He had two goals, by the way, in the season opener earlier this week.
Well, I mean, maybe that's where he picked it up. Who knows? So now they're going to have to go back and do all those things that you were worried about before.
Exactly. Wrecking the AC Milan season.
Correct.
He doesn't even have any symptoms.
No, he's no symptoms.
Yep.
I will get us wrapped up here with some audio from one Colin Cowherd. Now, this is it's best viewed as a video, but the audio plays. So essentially what Colin's beef is, he's talking about Carson Wentz, and he just doesn't like that Carson Wentz wears his baseball hat backwards. This is a take from 1988.
I was going to say 89.
89. Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a younger listener to Ben and Woods, you'll probably be surprised to learn that this was like a real
thing. It was a huge,
huge,
huge debate
about how inappropriate it was to wear a baseball cap in particular backwards.
Yes. Yeah.
During batting practice.
Yeah, Junior used to get up there, and Junior was, I mean, just one of the best players to ever do it. Threw his hat on backwards, would get up there, and he had the wiggle and get up there and hit missiles all over the field with his hat on backwards. And the old baseball purists, they literally lost their minds.
And the concern was, you know, a role model, someone as popular as Griffey, was going to inspire kids. We're going to start wearing their hats backwards. And you know what? They did. Kids
absolutely.
All over the country started wearing their caps backwards, absolutely justifying the outrage that people were feeling. And now, 30 years later, what's the point? Why can't people wear their hats backwards or however they want to wear their hats?
So listen to not only the awful, awful take, but listen to the cringeworthy pee shiver impersonation he does. I'm confident in saying this. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
First of all, you should wear it forward because it protects your eyes. Isn't that why you wear it? But let me just ask you. Let's say twice a year the Eagles ask Carson Wentz to meet with advertisers and suite holders. That's
sure.
What teams do. Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. It's nice to meet you, sir. Oh, you run Chevron. It's nice to meet you, sir. You run Geico Insurance. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Carson Wentz. Oh, Bank of America CEO. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you. My name is Carson Wentz. Thank you. Or...
hat backwards.
Hey! So me and the boys had beers last week. I'm the quarterback. And we got here. Bank of America. I've never been to a bank.
You tell me there's not a difference between this look as a franchise quarterback.
Hat forward.
And this look.
Hat backward.
It's the worst thing. That's maybe the worst thing that's ever been done on radio.
Hey.
We've done some bad bits.
And Colin's leaned into this. He's retweeting all the criticism of him. I think he's probably enjoying that people like us are criticizing him and talking about him this
awful.
Morning. What is completely missed on this point is... the CEO of Bank of America, I don't know him personally. I bet he probably doesn't care if you're wearing your hat backwards.
But he doesn't care. Yeah, hey, I'm meeting Carson Wentz today. I don't care what you're a football player. You're not a vice president at my bank. I don't care what you wear, how you wear your hat. Then the talk about that only the good ones, the great ones, they don't wear their hat backwards. Well, then, of course, 7,000 people started sending him pictures of Tom Brady, hat backwards. Ben Roethlisberger, hat backwards. Peyton Manning, hat backwards. Drew Brees, hat backwards.
So many of the boys had beers last week.
Listen to that.
Bank of One America. I've never been to a bank.
It's awful.
Not often, but I will flip it around if I want to protect my neck, from the sun. I will flip it backwards. I have no qualms about it. I don't worry about what people think of me.
Why does
when I put my hat on backwards?
Why does when so instantly if you turn your hat like around backwards, you're like, hey, what's up? Me and my friend having beers.
Some of your boys had beers last week.
You can't wear your hat backwards. It's still, hey, it's nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to see you. Good to see you. Yeah. No, you immediately have to talk. What accent was that?
Philly, I think, because
do it again. Play
Carson
it again.
Wentz plays for the Eagles.
Hey! So me and your boys had beers last week. Hey, the quarterback. And you got here. Bank of America. I've never been to a bank.
Just a really great bit. Bank of America. I've never been to a bank. Jesus Christ. I almost didn't want to come back to work because of that. And I tweeted it out yesterday and said, it's mortifying. Like, if you're associated with that show, you're mortified that that's your guy. And then I thought to myself, I don't want to do sports radio anymore. I saw that and I go, that guy makes $14 million. I'd never do that. You know, it's mortifying. I want to quit. I just want to quit. I'll just go be a DJ again. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
So me and your boys had beers last week.
That was Don't Do This, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Bank of America. I've never been to a bank.
It's Friday. That means we'll get our streaming television recommendations from our friend Craig Elston. Joins us coming up next, and then I'll get the chain and the Kangol hat.
Yes.
For a little rap reading. It's just ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.